report by UN Independent Human Rights Body finds both Israel and Palestinian armed groups have committed war crimes since Hamas's surprise attack on October 7th. The damning UN report accuses Israel of using starvation as a method of warfare and intentionally directing attacks against civilians. The report also goes on to accuse Israel of committing numerous crimes against humanity, including, quote, extermination, murder, gender persecution targeting Palestinian men and boys, forcible transfer, and torture, unquote. The UN Commission also accused Hamas of also committing numerous war crimes, including intentionally directing attacks against civilians, as well as torture and, quote, indiscriminately firing projectiles towards populated areas in Israel, unquote. And the UN accuses both sides of committing sexual violence. If you can talk about how you see this ending right now, and also this move from country after country, for example, Spain and Sweden and other countries, recognizing Palestine as a state, does this lead in any way to the end of this conflict?
So we need to be consistent and coherent and be against harming civilians, regardless of their nationality, their religion, their ethnicity. That is the only way we preserve the rules of international law. And we are saddened that some are willing to sacrifice legality, humanity, morality to preserve Israeli impunity. That is not the way that these rules function. They cannot be discriminatory or they will stop existing. If you can justify it in one case, you'll be able to justify it in all cases. And what the way we see this ending is upholding international law, is ensuring accountability, ensuring there are consequences for these actions, and ending the reasons for the conflict, the root cause of the conflict between us and Israel, which is ending the occupation and allowing two states to live side by side. And that's what the Israeli leaders are saying exactly they don't want. They don't want a Palestinian state. They consider that our existence, that our rights are an existential threat for them. And that is an unacceptable position. And so sometimes you feel like the United States is the parent of an unruly child who is trying to tell him they should act differently, they should accept the two-state solution, they should end their occupation, and at the same time enabling them and shielding them from the consequences of their action. It's going to be very complicated. We saw that the U.S. proposal for a ceasefire received overwhelming support around the world, because that's what the world has been calling for. At the same time, we've seen that the providing weapons to Israel has been also denounced across the world, because without them, Israel would not have been able to act the way it has been acting. Israel can insult its ally and say, we will stand alone if the U.S. is not happy, while taking the money of the U.S. and taking the weapons by the U.S. And that shouldn't be an acceptable position. And so countries are saying, if we believe in the two-state solution, we need to recognize the state of Palestine. Israel cannot have a veto over the right to existence of a nation. And they are saying, we need to take action against the colonization, and we need to take action against the atrocities that are committed, and we need to pursue accountability so this doesn't happen again. But for the time being, the priority is to stop the killing. 37,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. 500 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank in the last 8 months. We have prisoners dying in detention. In Guantanamo, in 20 years, you had 9 persons die in custody. We've had 4 times more Palestinians die in Israeli detention in the last 8 months than in 20 years in Guantanamo. That's how they're treating the Palestinians that they are holding captive. So if you want to be outraged, you need to be consistent in your outrage. You cannot be selective in your outrage, that this is unacceptable on this side, but as long as it's Israel doing it, somehow it becomes humane or justifiable.
Ambassador Majid Bamia, we thank you so much for being with us. Deputy Permanent Observer of the State of Palestine to the United Nations. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. To see all our coverage of Israel and Palestine, as well as so many issues, we urge you to go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
chintzy college stations.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another wild and wacky episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a motley selection of tunes that I know you will enjoy. Thank you so much for having tuned in. And if you're in Delaware, you're tuning into the Tuesday Roots program. And thank you so much to all the other stations that carry our Folly Roll. Okay, we're going to start off on the liquored up side of the family like we always do. Here comes Robbie Fox. That's F-U-L-K-S. I did not say something bad.
Sitting on the front porch, face toward the hill. Trail of years behind me and a night ahead to kill. One glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find. Staring up at the mountain like to drive me mad. The mountain never changes, so I guess I've ever had one glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find. Plan to get rich fast. Next time I'll take the money and I'll put the plan last. One glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find. These LA bars are friendly, small town bars are rough. I don't need no more unkindness. The memory's enough. One glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find. And when I feel sinking low, I reach for the first friend I see. All I need is to look at him and know he's sinking faster than me. Well, life gets stranger the more it goes on. It's no wonder how I worry when nothing's really wrong. One glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find. One glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find. When I got on
And I'd work real hard. Cause they got lemons and limes, apples and pears. Hey, even coconuts growing up there. Oranges, bananas, so how can it be? Well, God didn't make no beer tree. We'd have bottles and cans falling like leaves, but God didn't make no beer tree.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Dara from the All Day Breakfast String Band, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thanks for tuning in.
Concoctions alcoholical. I know but one that's diabolical. I simply thrive on no champagne, sparkling burgundy, whiskey, Cointreau, Moselle, or eau de vie. I just like tea, but vodka, don't give me vodka. For when I take a little drink, I begin to think what a little drink can do to me. Vodka, don't give me vodka. For when I take a little nip, I begin to slip and I start romancing with the man that I am dancing with. For vodka makes me feel vodka. I go and grab a 6'2". Anyone will do if he's only wise enough to see. I'll not scream should he kiss me. Wouldn't if I could, couldn't if I would. Vodka, you ruin me. Vodka. For when I take a little drink, I forget to think what a little drink can do to me. Vodka, don't give me vodka. For when I take a little nip, I begin to slip and I start romancing with a man that I am dancing with. For vodka makes me feel vodka. I'll go and grab a 6'2". Anyone will do if he's only wise enough to see. I'll not scream should he kiss me. Couldn't if I would, wouldn't if I could. Vodka, you ruin me.
It's a bloody Mary morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with the smog and haze reminding me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. All the nightlife and parties, temptation and deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's the bloody Mary morning, cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. Well, it's a bloody Mary morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Airborne and flight 50 cuts a path across the morning sky. And a voice comes through the speaker reassuring us flight 50 is the way to fly. And a hostess takes our order, coffee, tea, or something stronger to start off the day. Well, it's a bloody Mary morning, cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. Well, it's a bloody baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. Yeah, I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight.
You, listener, Reese Jones, Jeff Miller, and Jim Nelson play an unusual version of the song Rye Straw, this from the Key of D, from their 1999 Vigor Tone record, Olav's Guts Done Gone. I'll tell you about our opening set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard from Robbie Fulks, F-U-L-K-S. One Glass of Whiskey, a single he put out in 2023. Then the Grascals gave us Harley Allen's Beer Tree from their record Before Breakfast, which came out in 2017. Then Victoria Hart gave us Vodka right after the PSA. Vodka, a George Gershwin song. I think Oscar Hammerstein helped write that one. And that's from Victoria Hart's 2009 record, The Lost Gershwin. And since she raised the topic of vodka, let Willie Nelson close the set down with Bloody Mary Morning from his 1974 record, Phases and Stages. Let's see who comes next. Oh, in the spirit of Victoria Hart, here comes Diane Birch.
Thank you. Thank you.
every time you walk by, I see shade.
Guess we must have met. Yes, we must admit, need the broken moon.
The one we thought was run so well, and now who can we blame? They want to know who greaves the track and start them down the road. The same old train contained our money to build our highway road. Against it, and no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we're sure up against it now. The only thing that we can do is to do the best we can. Follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land. I could be a banker without the least excuse, but look at the treasure of Tennessee and tell me what's the use. We lately bonded Tennessee for just $5 million. The bonds were issued and the money tied up, and now we're in tough love. Against it, and no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we're sure up against it now. The only thing that we can do is to do the best we can. Follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land. Parties, some laid on others, you see. But now that you can plainly see what happened to Tennessee. For the engineer pulled the throttle, conductor rang the bell, the brakeman hollered all aboard, and the banks all went to hell. Against it, and no use to raise a row. But of all the times I've ever seen, we're sure up against it now. The only thing that we can do is to do the best we can. Follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land.
the background, you're listening to Benny Blue play his version of Walking Up Georgia Row from his new record, Banjo Jubilations. And that's what I'll... What? Hi, I'm Mando Richard. I supposedly know how to talk. And that's what you will listen to while I tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Rich Program, depending on where you are. We start off with Diane Birch doing Shade from her new record, Flying on Abraham. And thanks to Southside Sally for pointing that one out to me. And then from John Lilly down in West Virginia from his 2000 record, Broken Moon, you heard the title track, Broken Moon. And then from 1930, you heard Uncle Dave Macon doing The Wreck of the Tennessee Gravy Train. I played it from a county compilation called Hard Times in the Country. It came out in 2002, but that song came out in 1930. And the last thing was from Alex Lakomet's brand new record, The Big Album, and you heard Rovin' Gambler, a great traditional song. Here comes... I don't know. I'm just going to push the button and see what I've got lined up. Lori McKenna.
In this life there's no guarantee. Back from the very start. It takes all the blood inside your veins, all the kindness in your heart. Don't ask the moon how high you are. He's always looking down. Don't sit in the dark too long. Sit in the sun when it comes out. Y'all meet some funny birds out there in the by and by. You can't make them all love you. There's no need to wonder why. When you're young, you want to be old. When you're old, you want to be young. I wish you all the best in case this life's the only one.
Thank you. and the stars above that shine so bright. The mystery of that fading light as shadows upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sands so I may keep this mystery of our caravan. Oh, this is so exciting. You are so inviting. Here within my arms as we thrill to the magic charms of my dream of love is coming true. In our desert caravan,
While you listen to Ken Tillery play Knoxville Blues from his new record, Used to Ain't Here No More, which came out on the Riverlark label, I will tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Rich Program, depending on where you are listening. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard something from Laurie McKenna's most recent release called 1988. It was a song called Happy Children. There were some strange vibes about that one, but she does hope that you have happy children, and I do too. Then, violinist slash fiddler Andrew Bird has put out a record called Sunday Morning Put On, in which he does various covers of jazz songs, and I couldn't resist Caravan. Then Ruth Moody, formerly of the Waylon Jennings, or I think they're still together, but anyway, she put out a solo record called The Wanderer, and from that you heard North Calling. And then the last thing on the set goes back to 1972 for Sandy Denny, between her stints with Fairport Convention doing Listen, Listen. And I think that was originally on the LP called Sandy. Thank you. This pause is while I'm trying to figure out which button I want to push next. And I think I've decided I want to push Caleb Glauder, Stephen Sammy Lind, and Nadine Landry, also known as the Foghorn Trio. And a great old song by Noah Beavers called None of Your Business.
What's more innocent than a lamb? Sing 99 and 90. And what is meaner than humankind? And who is the weaver's body?
A babe's more innocent than a lamb. Sing 99 and 90. And the devil's meaner than a humankind. And I'm the weaver's body.
You're listening to Rickety Karma from Bela Fleck, Zakir Hussain, Edgar Meyer, and Rakesh Tareja's record As We Speak, which came out in 2023. I'll tell you about the two tracks you heard before that here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. The first thing you heard in that little mini set was the Foghorn Trio doing a great fiddle tune, None of Your Business, from their 2012 record, Sous de la Louisiane. Then we heard from the American Patchwork Quartet, a project by guitarist and composer Clay Ross. And let's see, that was Palu. That was Falagi Shah doing the singing on that traditional American song, The Devil's Nine. And once she started doing that Indian warbling, that's what made me reach for Rickety Karma. Hey. Whether my karma is rickety or not, I'll be back with more great music right after the station break. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC,
and WUTCHD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday Night Extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Parents, we need to talk about your children. There's a new thing on the streets, a substance so potent, teens are choosing it over cigarettes, pot, and alcohol. The kids are calling it lasagna or lasagna. We're not sure, but we are sure that it's a gateway dish to other things like pork chops and twice-baked potatoes, goulash and, well, whatever goes with goulash. Yes, lasagna is out there. And if you're lucky, it will happen to your child because studies show that children who eat dinner with their families are less likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs. This is Jamie Lee Curtis encouraging you to have dinner with your kids every day. A message from CASA, the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. For more information, visit www.casafamilyday.org.
Anytime I listen to the Acadian Two-Step from Ray Absher, I'm so glad that the WRCT Pittsburgh radio studios do not have a video camera, so you can't see me bopping around and doing, as my cousins used to call it, my Neanderthal ballet. After I get done dancing to this, it'll be time for my folk rock block here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program. And remember, you can always drop me a note on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. And let me know if you like the folk rock block, if you like the gospel sets, if you like the liquored up set, if you like any of the music, if you think today's show has been too crazy, whatever. All right, I'm going back to dancing. Here come the band.